The slump in the housing market doesn't look like easing anytime soon, with just 5 of 17 properties selling under the hammer at one auction house today. While interest rates are on the up, house prices continue to fall, with increasing numbers of homes being passed in as hopeful buyers look for a bargain. Some say they're finding homes they couldn't afford 6 months ago suddenly within reach. Here's Finn Blackwell.
The final time I sell it away, it is going, it is sold by Anita.
A sound not heard very much at Barford and Thompson's North Shore auction rooms today. 17 lots, but just 5 selling under the hammer as the rest were passed in. And the downturn in the housing market looks unlikely to end anytime soon, with prices falling 4.1% in the last quarter alone, the sharpest drop since the global financial crisis of 2008. Yesterday's OCR increases also added to pressure on the market. Auctioneer Tony Loughran says it's hard work.
We're having to work a lot harder to get the buyers to where they need to be to buy a property. Our vendors are still expecting, you know, high prices for their property, and the buyers have a fear, as Tony Alexander has said repeatedly, the FOOP, the fear of overpaying, and so they are very cautious about what they pay.
He says buyer and seller expectations continue to be mixed.
It's a two-sided coin. Some do, some don't. There are some out there going that'll say to you, oh, I'm not paying any more. The market's gone down. You know, they'll come up with a percentage that I don't know where they've got it from. And yet others, if they really want the house, they'll pay the money for it.
Also at the auction was Harcourt's agent Sid Sukpal with one of his buyers. He says the market isn't as bad as people say.
It depends on the property, and there are buyers out in the market, so if you are planning to buy, this is the time.
His advice? Get in while you can.
If you see 10 years down the line who is owning a property right now, I guarantee nobody will say that that was the wrong decision.
And these hopeful buyers agreed.
We are looking to buy a home, so we're not really interested in investment as such, but we are seeing properties that were out of our reach 6 months ago suddenly becoming quite accessible for us.
For a seller, I guess they're a little worried, but, you know, hopefully it'll pick up.
And what price range are you sort of looking at going to?
1.3, 1.4 max, yeah. And you're not getting any good houses in New Zealand at all.
Auckland's average house price fell 4% in the past quarter to $1.3 million. Only 5 properties sold under the hammer today, all of them family homes, mostly older but on decent-sized sections. They sold for between $800,000 and $1.6 million, and all between 13 and 30 kilometres from the central city. Auctioneer Tony Loughran says that number wasn't surprising.
We kind of expected it, but we'd hoped always to get an unconditional buyer. You saw in some of those auctions, we only had one buyer, and we sold the property to that buyer.
He says all hope is not lost for those vendors who didn't sell under the hammer today.
The vendor's preference is to sell unconditionally, so we give it a shot. If we don't, well, we go to the second tier, our conditional buyers, and have a go with them.
Some hopeful buyers leaving empty-handed, but others persevering.
Say you miss out on today, how long are you willing to keep going?
As long as it takes, man.